Hey, biohackers, if you are using a protein powder, you really need to hear this. Recently, the Clean Label Project tested 160 top-selling protein powders in the U.S. and found that nearly half of them exceeded the Proposition 65 safety thresholds for lead. Okay, now that is definitely not what we want from products that are supposed to be supporting our health. And to make matters worse, most protein powder brands will not reveal their testing data on heavy metals like lead, so we could at least make an informed decision about what we want to expose ourselves to. This is why Renee and I are so happy that we found Puri's PW1 Whey Protein. Not only is it the most delicious protein powder I've ever tasted, but every single batch is third-party tested by the Clean Label Project for over 200 plus contaminants, and no product is ever sold unless it passes these tests. Puri is the only protein brand in the U.S. that has a Clean Label Project transparency certification, achieved because they make all of their third-party test results available via a QR code on label, so you get to see exactly how clean the product in your hands actually is. I don't like to play favorites, but the bourbon vanilla is so, so good. It blends really easily, and I feel so good consuming it because there are zero artificial ingredients, and there's no overly sweet or strange aftertaste like a lot of protein powders out there. Each serving provides 21 grams of minimally processed, clean, high-quality whey protein from pasture-raised cow's milk. No hormones, no GMOs, and no pesticides. If you want to make sure your protein powder isn't hiding any nasty chemicals, I'm telling you, switch over to PW. I'm confident you are going to love it. Here's even better news. If you check out Puri today, you get 20% off or almost a third off the price if you choose the already discounted subscription. Trust me, you're not going to want to run out of this stuff. To grab this deal, visit www.puri.com/biohackerbabes and use our promo code biohackerbabes. That's PURI.com/biohackerbabes. All right, biohackers, let's get back to the show.
Hey, biohackers. Earlier this year, I upgraded one of my favorite biohacks for longevity and overall wellness. I added in an NAD Plus nasal spray, which is super easy and convenient to take every day. It gives me a natural energy boost, and I know I'm supporting my longevity. And if you've been a longtime listener, you probably have heard us talk about how important NAD is for overall health. And if you haven't heard of NAD Plus, well, you're missing out on one of the most exciting breakthroughs in longevity and wellness. NAD Plus is a powerful peptide found in every cell of your body. It fuels energy production, supports cellular repair, and plays a key role in slowing the aging process. But as we age, NAD levels decline, leading to fatigue, brain fog, and sluggish metabolism. That's where Effecty comes in. Effecty's NAD Plus therapy helps restore those levels, giving you a natural energy boost, improving focus, and enhanced recovery, all with a simple injectable or a nasal spray for anyone wanting to go needle-free, like me. And the best part? It's 100% online with fast shipping, no hidden fees, and unlimited access to licensed doctors. You can start feeling the benefits in no time. Ready to recharge your body? Right now, our listeners get $50 off NAD Plus longevity treatments at Effecty.com with code BIOHACKERBABES. That's EFFECTY.com and use BIOHACKERBABES at checkout to get $50 off. No hassles, no memberships, no hidden fees, just real results. So get started today.
This is how our body was designed to work, to mitigate or modulate oxidation naturally. And hydrogen can reduce oxidative stress and inflammation.
Hey there, welcome to the Biohacker Babes podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Renee, a certified nutritional consultant with a master's degree in nutrition.
What's up? And I'm Lauren, functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner and Czech movement specialist. We're sisters and we're joining forces to empower you to become your own biohacker and upgrade your life.
Our mission is to provide actionable steps so you can optimize your health, strengthen your intuition, and support your body's natural healing abilities. Because life is too short to not feel your best every single day.
Thank you for joining us and welcome to the show.
Welcome to episode 151 of the Biohacker Babes. My name is Lauren. I am tuning in from Maryland and my sister Renee is joining me here today.
Hi, from Las Vegas today.
Hi. It just got so dark here.
It looks really dark. What time is it?
I think the storm is coming. I was like, is it 8 p.m.? Have I been at my desk for so long?
Yeah, it looks like it's nighttime.
Yeah, maybe it'll rain and pass. Anyways, all right, we have an awesome guest for you today. I'm so excited. Dr. Paul Barotero, who I met at Biohacking Congress. Sorry, we met at Biohacking Congress in Las Vegas. He is the founder of Synergy Science, which is a hydrogen water company. If you don't know what hydrogen is, you are going to learn everything you needed to know. Basically, hydrogen is the most abundant element on the planet, but not enough people are talking about it and its health implications. Our bodies are supposed to produce it in the gut, and we don't because we are bombarded by toxins, stressors, you know, bad food, GMOs, pesticides. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. So he's going to explain why hydrogen is so important. It's pretty convincing. I'm like blown away. Of course, as soon as we hung up, we were like, well, yes, we got to get that.
You know, I'm going to throw half of my supplements away. Just drink hydrogen water. Yeah. But I will say to that too, like when maybe four or five years ago, when we first started hearing about it, I was even skeptical. I think a lot of people in the space were skeptical because it was like, hydrogen does everything. And you're like, well, how can that be possible? But I really appreciated how Paul explained what it's doing at the root cause level. And that's why it can help with cancer and diabetes and weight loss and brain function. It's like, it's not going after those illnesses, but it's impacting the root cause of every illness out there. So
and stimulating the body's natural healing abilities.
Right. So which is exactly what we want to do.
I mean, it's as close to a magic pill quick fix as you can get. I mean, obviously we need to stop bombarding our body with toxins and stressors, but the root cause of all disease is oxidative stress and inflammation. So it's acting upon those two states, which is really incredible. All of the benefits. I thought we were just going to talk about diabetes, glucose regulation, but it's like, it's almost insignificant because it's just so powerful and fundamental. And there's so much science to dig into. So if you are fascinated by this topic, as we think you will be, scroll down to the show notes and there's so much more that you can read after hearing Paul. And we'll definitely have to have him back because I think this goes on and on.
Yeah. And he's just such a wealth of information and his storytelling is the best.
Yeah.
Just he's really, awesome. Really resonates. Yeah. I really love him. He's great.
I've only been to two conferences with him so far, but like his booth is my favorite, just hanging out with him. He's such a great guy.
I know. I can always find you there.
Where's Lauren?
Where's Lauren?
Hydrogen with Paul.
Yep. Your hideout.
Okay. Here's a little bit more about Paul. Dr. Paul Barotero is the founder and CEO of Synergy Science. He has been a pioneer and leader in the hydrogen water industry for 15 years. Dr. Barotero has labored to bring to market cutting-edge, science-based natural healing technologies to facilitate detoxification, gut recovery, and reduced oxidative stress and inflammation, as well as protection from radiation from EMF. You can find Dr. Barotero featured in numerous TV shows and documentaries and has co-authored several books. He lives with his wife of 28 years and son in the mountains of Utah. So beautiful. All right. Do you want to learn about hydrogen?
Me. I do.
Okay. All right.
Let's do it.
Welcome, Paul, Dr. Paul, all names. Welcome. Welcome, Paul, to the show.
Thank you.
We're so happy to have you here today. So we were super lucky. We already got to hang out with you twice in person this year, which is... more than I've seen some of my friends. So I had the pleasure of interviewing you on a fasting panel at the Biohacking Congress in Las Vegas, which was super fun.
That was.
And I saw you at Paleo Effects and I was the one sneaking around the booth trying to get more hydrogen water every chance I could get. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
We both love hydrogen water, but I have to be honest, for many years, I didn't fully understand, I think, the power behind its benefits and how fundamental it really is to our body's natural healing processes, which is a focus of our show here.
Mm-hmm.
So you are the man to do the deep dive and tell us all about hydrogen and why we need it. So let's just kick off. Let's start really simple because it's a new topic for our audience. Why do most people not know about hydrogen?
That's a great question. And kind of the the thing that we focus on the most is the fact that people haven't heard about the benefits of hydrogen. And yet we have 1,175 studies showing benefits with over 200 disease models. It's just simply, I think, a combination of the studies came out starting in 2009. And we've had a crazy time in the last 2 or 3 years where you didn't hear about any health advancements on any topic. And so people aren't getting messaging. People aren't getting information about advancements. And yet advancements are happening. But we have to figure out a bigger platform to get the messaging out. We have some very well-known doctors that probably will do that in the near future. And our focus is to have it on television and to be talking about the fact that the primary mechanisms of hydrogen are reducing oxidative stress and inflammation. And that's the leading cause of disease. So people really should be hearing about this.
Yeah. That's a really good point, because I feel like before the pandemic, I was starting to hear about it. And then you're right, it kind of went quiet for a little bit. So it's exciting to see more of it come out. And I'm always curious with any time there's a recommendation here in 2022, why do we need to focus on it more now? I mean, were our ancestors drinking hydrogen-rich water? I'm sure they weren't, you know, building these machines and filters back in the day. So why is it so much more important now to focus on?
That's an excellent question, Renee. And yes, the first discovery of water for hydrogen was 1800. So Dr. Anthony Carlisle developed water electrolysis to harvest hydrogen gas because he had learned in a conference in 1798 that hydrogen was an antioxidant. So you're right, though. The machines didn't start to be made until 1965 in Japan. That was the first electrolysis water machines being made after they had done a 15-year human trial and had proven that they cured improper fermentation in the gut. But this is where the story gets really beautiful. We wouldn't need these machines, and you wouldn't need hydrogen water if we didn't have such widespread gut issues. So I believe that 97% of the population, and I'm being a little bit nice with that number, I think at least 97% have some level of gut dysfunction. And because of that, they're not producing hydrogen in the gut the way they are created to or designed to. So our bodies, we have bacteria in the gut. So when we talk about gut dysfunction, we're really talking about the fact that we have the incorrect bacteria in the colon. And that really means we have more aerobic than anaerobic. And we need to have 91 to 96% of the bacteria in the gut be anaerobic microflora. And the reason being is within that community of anaerobic microflora, we have these amazing, amazing hydrogen trophs, which convert short chain fatty acids, medium chain fatty acids, and fiber, water soluble fiber, into hydrogen gas. This is how our body was designed to work, to mitigate or modulate oxidation naturally. And so we have our own antioxidant system, our own immune function. 70% of the immune function is tied to the bacteria in the gut. So when we have gut dysfunction, not only do we have a greatly lacking immune function automatically, but we are not modulating or managing oxidation properly. And so we end up with oxidative stress and inflammation, chronic inflammation. And the combination of oxidative stress and chronic inflammation is the cause of disease. That's why we have diseases on the rise. And that's why I'm making machines that dissolve hydrogen in water, because we're not producing hydrogen in the gut the way we're designed to. Mm.
I'm so excited to get into the technology that you've built. But I think before we get there, I'd love to hear, like, how can we get back to naturally producing the hydrogen in the gut? Is fasting the best way? Is it more just like reducing these toxic inputs?
Fasting definitely helps to reset, as we know. Water fasting is a big thing that a lot of people do. You knew Mindy Pels and Dr. Pompanel. They do the water fasting. Even Ed Group does the water fasting with our machines. But let's talk about how to repair the gut. That was your original question. And it's actually very easy if you know how to do it. But if you don't know how to do it, then it can take years to actually get the biome and the terrain back, if ever. And I would submit to you that most human beings walking around will never in their lifetime get their bacteria count or their biome or their terrain in the gut back. And the reason being is they have gotten on a sick cycle. And once you take an antibiotic and you don't know how to reset or restore the normal function of the gut, you'll get on a cycle to where you just get sick again and take an antibiotic and blah, 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 on you go. And you're in this cycle. So through research, I can tell you the fastest way to restore the biome in the gut, and that is electrically. There are studies out of Europe showing that if we change the tissue of the gastrointestinal tract to a negative 300 millivolts to a negative 400 millivolts of electrical potential, then selectively anaerobic microflora will be stimulated. So the fastest way and really the best way to get your gut back is to change the polarity of the tissue in the gastrointestinal tract itself, because then that's how you change the biome and encourage the community that you need to have these bacteria thriving and living in communities and working the way they're supposed to. And so one of the things when I developed the Echo water machines, not only was to dissolve hydrogen gas, but also to make sure that we had at least a negative 300, negative 400 millivolts of electrical potential in the water, so that when people are drinking that water, they're within an hour restoring gut function. And typically we're finding, nothing's a guarantee, but typically we're finding within 2 weeks of people drinking water from the machine that I developed, they can be eating foods that they typically would not have been able to because they would have gotten inflammation. Now they can be eating foods without inflammation. And so there's a lot of research out there already. And again, since the 15-year human trial in Japan, we know that electrolyzed reduced water basically cures improper fermentation in the gut. Well, what that's automatically telling you, you have the right bacteria and you'll have immune function increased. So that's really a 1-2 punch that we're doing with the machine. Not only are we immediately lowering your oxidative stress and inflammation and joint issues and brain issues and cognitive function issues and blood sugar and whatever, we're restoring your gut as well. And so people will say to me, why don't you rent your machine out then for 2 or 3 weeks and we can just pay you X amount of dollars and then send it back? And I'll say, that's funny, but I'll answer your question. Let's pretend that would be an appropriate thing. Well, I would say I'm willing to do that. I'll happily do that if you will promise me that you will never again put a food item or a drink item into your body or your mouth that has pesticides, heavy metals, pharmaceuticals in it. If you'll promise me that, then I'll be happy to rent the machine to you for 2 weeks and get you on your way to the perfect gut. And they will say, no way, I can't do that. I can't guarantee that I'm going to eat organic, non-GMO foods that have no pesticides that are going to. So the reality is once someone buys the machine, they need to be drinking that water daily because they're going to be eating foods that are damaging their gut. And so they'll be drinking water that'll fix the gut, and they'll damage the gut and fix the gut, and damage the gut. And that's just what happens every day through normal living, which is why we have the issues that we have.
Yeah, that makes sense. Unless we're going to go live on some remote land and grow our own food and never leave ever again. Yeah, you right. Definitely need that.
It sounds so good sometimes, though.
Yeah, it's definitely tempting some days, especially if you watch the news at all. But
oh yeah, see ya.
I'm out. This is really interesting timing that we're talking together because I literally just got a new client yesterday who's down to eating 3 foods. She has to blend them all. She just she can't eat anything. So I'm really curious to try this out with her. So this is great timing for that.
Oh yeah, I mean, mono diets are not fun. That's for sure.
No, I don't know how people can do that. It's pretty miserable. So I'm hoping that I can help her. And I think this will be a really great part of it. Hey, biohackers, you know, Lauren and I love anything that will support our health span and longevity. And that's where this really cool compound called Urolithin A comes in. It's actually derived from pomegranate, but it's nearly impossible to eat or drink enough pomegranates to get the scientifically proven amount you need for longevity enhancing and anti-aging effects. You would have to drink so much pomegranate juice, which would be loaded with sugar. And I know you all know we don't recommend all that sugar. So fortunately, our friends at Timeline Nutrition have actually created three amazing products that give us this precise dose of Urolithin A that we're looking for. And it's well-researched to upgrade mitochondrial function, increase cellular energy, improve muscle strength and endurance, and increase longevity. And we actually had Dr. Singh from Timeline Nutrition on the podcast earlier this year, where we really took this deep dive all about Urolithin A and the science behind it. So if you want to nerd out on that, we will link to that episode in the show notes for today's episode so you can go back and check that out. And if you're curious to try this product, there's actually three ways you can take it. There's a protein powder, there's a berry powder that you can mix into like yogurt or a smoothie, and then there's also the soft gel option. My personal favorite is the protein powder. I take it right after a workout so I can really maximize that muscle strength. And to be honest, it tastes like birthday cake. It's like such a treat for me. I love it so much. So if you want to check it out, head over to timelinenutrition.com and you can also use discount code BIOHACKERBABES. That will get you 5% off your order. I will put all of the info for this in the show notes for today so you can go back and check it out. And let's get back to the show. I'm curious, with the gut microbiome, I know you have so many studies and the hydrogenstudies.com website is incredible. I didn't take a deep dive yet into like the gut microbiome. So are you doing testing to see like levels of different anaerobic and aerobic bacteria are changing within one glass of drinking the water, or how is that research going?
Yeah, so it is one glass. And here's the thing. As soon as you put the water into the intestinal tract, the electrical potential is absorbed because the water is absorbed into the intestinal tract. So when that water is absorbed, the electrical potential comes with it. And when the electrical potential gets into the lining of the gut, it literally selectively stimulates anaerobic microflora. And I know that's a foreign concept for some people, because some people believe you have to seed things for them to grow, right? Because obviously you're not going to go outside to a field and go, I want apple trees. And it just happens. You have to put seeds in the ground and we water it and all this. Interestingly, not everything is that way. When it's our body, we need to understand that everything is there to support whatever we are telling we want. In other words, if you were to take a hamburger meat, put it in a Ziploc bag and leave it outside for a few days, you would see some chemistry happen in that bag, even though it was sealed and no one touched it. So the question is, where did all that stuff come from in the first place? How did you start to have things growing? And how did you, because you didn't put it in there. And the big answer is it was already in there. And that's the important thing to understand. When you talk about a biome or a terrain, everything's in there, positive or negative. It's whatever you stimulate, that's what's going to thrive. And so it's the same in the body. And it's the same in an aquarium, for example. You know, when the water gets out of balance, algae start. But where did the algae come from? You didn't put algae in the tank. It just happened because the terrain or the biome, which is the water in that case, is now out of balance. And so things start growing in that environment. But as soon as we manage the nitrates or the nitrites or vacuum and get the fish poop out of there or whatever is causing the issue, amazingly, the algae goes away. And the question is, where does it go to? It goes into the water, but what does that mean? It's back into the environment and gets repurposed. So if we really understand the gut, it's the same. If we stimulate anaerobic microflora, which should always be 91 to 96% of the gut bacteria, and aerobic should only be 1 to 4%. The problem is we sometimes flip that. And when you get more aerobic bacteria, you'll have anxiety, depression, sugar and carb cravings, because that those bacteria, the aerobic, that's what they can process. And that's therefore what foods they want, which is carbs and sugar. And you'll have emotional issues. You'll have, you know, depressing behavior-like things when you have more aerobic bacteria than anaerobic. On the reverse or the flip side, anaerobic microflora wants whole foods. It doesn't want sugar and carbs. It wants fiber. It wants fat. And you don't have the emotional issues. You have happiness and hope and all these things. So it's very interesting that the way the gut is designed is to have far more bacteria that wants whole foods and has hope and happiness versus depressive and anxiety. I mean, you know, I mean, it should be obvious. We're not all walking around like, oh. So, you know, the reality is we're supposed to be happy and we're supposed to be eating food that grows on the earth and not stuff that comes out of a machine. And we're not supposed to be having, you know, cups of sugar every day. And we're not supposed, I mean, it's a shocking to know that we shouldn't be eating cups of sugar a day, but the reality is we should be having whole foods and fiber. And the reason that all works is because that's the way the system was designed. I don't know that we can say there's a right or wrong. It's just the way it is. It's not anything to topic to discuss or to debate. It's just the way it's supposed to be. And so we should have hydrogen because that's going to reduce inflammation, cytokine storms. It's also, what's amazing about hydrogen is it affects telomere lengths and telomerase, and it affects NRF1, NRF2, SIRT1, all these kind of things in the body that are critical for appropriate health. And one of the master hormones in the body that's ghrelin, G-H-R-E-L-I-N, everyone knows about leptin, but not everybody knows about ghrelin. Well, ghrelin is what keeps us neuroprotected. So ghrelin keeps plasticity, normalization of the brain. It's a neuroprotective hormone in the body. As soon as you drink water with hydrogen, or if you naturally have hydrogen, then ghrelin would be going to the brain to increase cognitive function, clarity, sharpness of the mind, plasticity. So we've done studies, small brain mapping. It's not really a study, but it's more like you put the electrodes on the head and you're watching what's going on in the brain. And within minutes of someone drinking 16 ounces of our water, you'll have 32% change in plasticity in the brain. You'll have 58% normalization of, you know, beta, theta waves and all these things. So, you know, alpha and beta and all this, in other words, normalization of left brain, right brain. And we've done this with EEG equipment, and you can literally watch it happen with a person. You can do it before and an after. And we've done that, and we have those images that I can always share with you. But that's pretty incredible. In a matter of minutes, you can change the plasticity. And normally that would take 90 days. If you were trying to do it with supplements, or you're trying to do food change, behavior change, all kinds of things, it would take 3 months. And we can do that in minutes, 2 to 5 minutes. And so it's huge benefits. But this just goes to show us how critical hydrogen is for the body.
That's amazing.
That's crazy. So with the neurofeedback that you're getting, is that lining up with like perceived brain clarity, cognition? Are people reporting feeling better instantly in correlation with what you're seeing as well?
Oh, absolutely. The most emotional I ever got was a doctor who came to our table at a medical event, and his hands were in his pocket because he had tremors and he was embarrassed, you know. And so when he came to the table, you know, his hands were shaking so bad that when we gave him a glass of water, like you've seen us, Lauren, at our events, we give out water. Literally, we could only fill the glass up halfway because otherwise he'd slosh it out. His hands were shaking so much. And he said, "Are you telling me that you could help me?" And I said, "Well, hydrogen can help you. I can't help you, but hydrogen can help you." And so he got a glass of water. And 10 minutes later, he came back and he said, "Look at my hands." And they were still. And he said, I'm feeling tingling in my brain. And I'm like, "Yep." And in about 20 minutes, they'll go to your toes and you'll feel it throughout your body because you have a hormone in your system that hasn't been there in a while. And so your motor skills, your neuromotor skills are not working. And so your hands are shaking. I said, "Here, get another glass of water while you're here." And he said, "Okay." And sure enough, he came back 20 minutes later. He's like, they're in my toes. I can feel the tingling.
What?
And I'm like, that's awesome. You're doing great. And, you know, so that was very emotional because he was looking at me with tears in his eyes. And I, of course, started crying because I'm a big softy anyways. And I was just like, you know, this is incredible. And I kind of put myself in his place because I'm like, what if that was me? I would be like in this whole state of what in the heck, this dude gave me water and now my hands are still, what on earth is going on? But those are the kind of things that we see happen within minutes. And I'm not exaggerating minutes. We had another one we did where we had individuals with IBS and they were on antibiotics. I'm sure you know that there are some people on IBS that they take antibiotics constantly. They never don't take them because that's how they manage inflammation. That's how they manage life. That's how they work and don't have bowel and bladder issues, toilet issues. So I asked a couple of them that I knew very well in Tampa, Florida. I said, can you do me a favor? Will you start drinking our water and tell me when you start feeling pain? Because that's going to tell me when the water is stimulating anaerobic microflora faster than the antibiotic can kill it, because you'll start feeling inflammation. Even though you're taking antibiotics, you'll start feeling the inflammation. And they said, sure. All of them within 1 hour of drinking the water said, we're feeling pain. And I said, okay, that's good news. Keep doing it. Let's repair your gut. And one of the three said, nope, I've had too much pain in my life. Can't do it. And the other two were like, we're in. Let's fix this. Let's fix this. And so, you know, you always have some people who are just not willing to have any pain in their life. And it is what it is. And we'll just accommodate them, which is what antibiotics are perfect for. And then but for those that want to be healed and helped, hydrogen can do that, and we can stimulate. And it's really the electrical potential, as I mentioned earlier. Hydrogen can help the system not have oxidative stress and inflammation, but then the electrical potential can repair the gut. And so it's very exciting work. We're looking at doing many more studies, getting more into finite things. I mean, we have 1,175 studies. Thank goodness I didn't pay for all of them. They're just being done. I know they're just being done by medical professionals and universities in the name of medicine. Because in 2009, when Nature Medicine published a study showing hydrogen to be a selective antioxidant, because hydrogen only reaches and reacts with reactive oxygen species like hydroxyl radicals, but doesn't touch the radicals that have a physiological role. In other words, the ones that are good for you, which is most of your radicals in the body are actually life-sustaining. So It kind of woke everyone up in 2009 when it was published. And of course, anything Nature Medicine publishes is very serious. They're one of the most respected organizations for science studies and whatever. But the reality is since then, there's thousands of studies that have come out, and just like 11 in the last 2 weeks. And so they are doing studies. They're constantly doing studies on certain pathologies. And it was fun because way back it said it was a potential anti-cancer, for example. And now today you see it's a potent anti-cancer, whereas a few years ago it was potential because the studies had just started. Now there's 114 studies on cancer types alone. And in the early ones, you saw where it said potential, and then it showed benefits. And now they say it's a potent anti-cancer. Hydrogen is potent. And so we see the progression of these studies. And also when it's rheumatoid arthritis or joint issues, we see that it basically alleviates the issue. When it was original with diabetes, they were saying it's supplementation with hydrogen-rich water can help with type 2 diabetes mellitus and glucose intolerance. Now, I saw a study that was published just recently that shows not only did it help diabetes, but it helps cholesterol levels, liver, kidney, pancreas. You know, it's all these organs that they're saying it's not only helping diabetes, but it's helping this, because there's 55 studies on diabetes alone, 114 on cancer. And then we start talking about Parkinson's, we start talking about Alzheimer's, bipolar, schizophrenia, which has shown to have benefits there because of ghrelin secretions in the brain. It's just amazing when we start thinking about these disease models. They're horrible. Nobody should have to have cancer, diabetes, Parkinson's. These are horrible disease models. And it really comes down to gut issues. And because it's gut issues, we can fix the gut and we can therefore get rid of the oxidative stress and inflammation. And therefore, we're not going after diseases as a company. We're going after what causes disease, which is oxidative mm-hmm. stress and inflammation. And that's our message as a company. We're not going after cancer or diabetes or any of these kind of things. We don't go after these cure claims, even though there are studies that say hydrogen water can inhibit colon cancer. And hydrogen gas can inhibit. I mean, there's very strong language in these studies, the strongest I've ever read in any studies. But we don't even go that next level and go, this is a cancer treatment of any kind. We're just saying oxidative stress and chronic inflammation is the cause of all disease, and hydrogen can reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. And you can add 2 + 2 and come to 4 if you want to, because it's pretty much common sense at that point. But that's what we're talking about is hydrogen is a potent reducer of oxidation in the body. So
such a good word. I'm so mm-hmm. glad you're sharing this message, because I think people are getting turned on to metabolic syndrome, metabolic dysfunction. Yeah. You know, I do nutrition coaching with CGMs through Levels, and there's so much attention on foods or reducing carbs, blah, blah, and not enough on the oxidative stress. I wanted to share with you, I had a pretty cool win with a client. He has like a little bit of a night shift schedule as a firefighter. So he goes, mm-hmm. you know, one day a week, he goes 36 hours without sleep. And glucose was pretty managed, but it was like hovering just a little higher. We could see not a lot of variability. Mm-hmm. And he's really dialed in, you know, works out, super healthy. I was like, let's try some hydrogen just to see if we can get those oxidative, because he had oxidative stress markers that came up in his labs, and that glucose was hovering a little higher, dropped, and he like lost weight.
Oh yeah.
It hadn't shifted in so long. Like he was having a little weight loss resistance, and almost immediately with the hydrogen, things started to shift for him. It was pretty awesome.
That is awesome. I love hearing these things. It's fun. There was just a gentleman, I happened to be in Pasco, Washington 2 weeks ago. There were 70 people that came to learn about hydrogen because they want to start promoting it to people, you know. And one of the gentlemen there said, let me tell you what happened. I had these other machines for 3 years. He said, it's an alkaline. It's the main one in the market, the alkaline water machine. I had it and it didn't do anything. And yet I just got your machine 30 days ago and I've lost 22 pounds. In 30 days of having your machine. And it goes, I had this other machine for 3 years and I've got your machine for 1 month. And I said, well, the difference is hydrogen and the electrical potential. And so it's actually modulating your body. Now, unfortunately, the other machines on the market that are alkaline, if you don't clean them every 2 weeks, you lose the benefits. And that's what people don't understand is all he was doing was drinking water. He wasn't getting benefits because he wasn't maintaining the machine the way that manufacturer expected him to maintain that machine. The good news
probably
for us,
mold as well, right?
Well, it could, yeah, mold does grow in there, but you just won't have hydrogen dissolved and you won't have the electrical potential to help the gut until you clean them. And so this particular company had put in their warranty that you have to clean it every 2 weeks if you want to have hydrogen, but they bury it, in my opinion, in the warranty page, which nobody reads. And so if you call up and complain,
yeah, I don't,
because you hear Paul say hydrogen and you test the hydrogen in your water and you don't have any, you're like ticked off because you spent $5,000 or whatever. And you know, you don't have hydrogen. They can go, well, it's right in your warranty. You just weren't following instructions.
Even if I did read it, I'm not going to clean it. I'm not good about that.
So exactly.
Like, I appreciate
nobody
your
does.
Machine because can you explain the self-cleaning properties?
Well, we don't even have self-cleaning because we don't need cleaning. These other companies have self-cleaning and it doesn't work, of course, because they're telling you, you have to physically clean it every 2 weeks if you want hydrogen. Only if you want the benefits. You don't have to do anything if you don't want the benefits. If you want benefits,
well,
then
after
you
all
have,
that money.
Yeah, then you have to spend more money and clean it. Well, here's the deal. With our machine, the cathode, which is the electrode that would build up scale, never is in contact with water. Number one, we're just harvesting the gas. And then our design, which is proprietary, we push the gas into another stream of water that never has been in contact with electrodes. Only machine in the world like that. The other thing is on our alkaline, we do make a machine that makes four types of water. And the reason we do is because the alkaline water is good for cleaning dirt. And the acid water that has hypochlorous acid is good for disinfecting bacteria, viruses, COVID, E. coli, Salmonella, MRSA, Staph, whatever. But in that chamber, because in our ultimate machine, we have the hydrogen module and then we have the alkaline acid chamber as two separate engines. We reverse the polarity of the electrodes every single time you turn the machine on. So it's impossible for minerals to build up on the electrodes themselves. And so this is why we don't even have a cleaning cycle on the machine. It's the normal function of the device that it's impossible for minerals to build up. And we designed it that way to use natural law to combat natural law. And because there's no other way to win with natural law. And so that's what we do. So there's really no mandatory maintenance schedule other than changing the filter that's in the machine. So
I like that. It's much easier than, I definitely was not cleaning out my alkaline water tank back in the day. So can you speak more about the alkaline water? What about drinking that? Because I know for a while that was like all the craze. Higher pH, the better.
Yeah, it still is for some people, unfortunately. It's not good for you. It's actually it can harm you. There's about 15% of the population that really can harm them. They'll have a Herxheimer effect as soon as they drink it, and it really throws their body balance out. And of course, the salespeople will say, oh, you have detox symptoms. And it's not detox symptoms. It's Herxheimer effect. And it's because your body's having to adjust. But let's talk about the body, because when people ask me questions like that, I always like to go back to the body and how it's designed to function to answer a question. So it's not like Dr. Paul telling you, it's your body telling you what you should be doing. The stomach is an acid environment. The bile is a 1.5. And so the environment of the stomach, depending on how many gastric juices there are, is either a 1.5 to a 3.5 pH. Okay. So that's about your range. Well, why on earth would someone think it's appropriate to put 9, 10, 11.5 pH into their stomach? This is crazy talk, because you will never help the body by doing that. What you're forcing the body to do is to create hydrochloric acid to bring the pH back down. Well, here's the problem. If you don't have hydrogen production in your system, you can't produce hydrochloric acid, because the H in HCl is hydrogen. So you can't produce stomach acid. You can't produce it. You'll have to take the pills now. And so by telling someone they should drink high alkaline water, you can actually be harming them and putting what we call a metabolic burden on their system that they can't even do. They can't even make the hydrochloric acid. And so you're putting a stress on their system. Oh. Our machine doesn't change pH in the hydrogen water. So the water that we tell people to drink, we're not affecting pH at all on purpose. We are dissolving hydrogen gas and adding the electrical potential, but we are not changing the pH of the water. And this is the optimal drinking water. And in fact, using reverse osmosis or distilled water with our system is the optimal drinking water, because you would then have around a 5.5 pH going into your stomach. That's great for your stomach. And you would have hydrogen. You would have no pesticides, heavy metals, pharmaceuticals in the water, no other contaminants in the water, because distilled and reverse osmosis don't have contaminants. And so you would have what I call the perfect water, which is pure, clean water to go in your system, to not add to the burden of your liver and your kidney. And I always try to tell people, don't be the filter. Get a filter. But don't be the filter. Don't have your body and your organs be the filter, because that's what you're doing if you drink. And I'm shocked to say this, but 31% of human beings drink tap water straight out of the tap. Can you imagine how crazy town that is? You don't know what's in that.
You not no after idea. Looking what's... at EWG and seeing all the contaminants. No way.
Oh, no. It should be common sense. But so the reality is, we need to filter water, and we need to get hydrogen in the system, and we need to get the electrical potential. And then our body will have more energy, more mitochondrial function. We'll have more brain power. We'll have, energy. There was even a study on coffee versus hydrogen water, right? And guess what won? Hydrogen water. Hydrogen
for
water.
Like energy or?
Yeah. Yeah. So wow. by only 10%, but who cares? Even if it was equal.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
but hydrogen water edged out coffee by 10% in its ability to increase your energy in your system and mitochondrial function and all the stuff. So, I mean, I'm telling you, we have so many people that are not drinking coffee as a stimulant, because remember, coffee is a stimulant and caffeine is a stimulant, and people need to understand that it is a stimulant. You're taking a stimulant, and you don't have to do that with hydrogen water. With hydrogen itself, it will increase metabolic rate. It'll increase mitochondrial function, and it will cause you to have the energy, but none of the down energy that can come from a stimulant. And so there's every reason in the world why every single human being should have hydrogen production. If your gut was working properly, you would have it built into your body function. But since most people do not, they need to get a system. They need to get our system. We have the only true hydrogen water system in the world. There are many companies that unfortunately promote their products as hydrogen because of me and my work, but they are not. They will tell you all kinds of things that are false, which is, oh no, you don't need to clean it. And it's not true. Now we have so many videos of customers out there who bought some of these other alkaline water machines that were told, oh no, it produces hydrogen. You don't have to do anything. And within 30 days of them having it in their house, they test it and there's zero hydrogen. And good luck with trying to return that to the company. They're not going to take it back. So just be careful and get a system. You know, we're the only company in the world with IHSA certification. We're the only company in the world that actually makes hydrogen water and doesn't change pH and doesn't have constant maintenance requirement. And everyone really needs it.
Hey, biohackers. I know that you're here because you're looking for that edge, the thing that's going to take you to the next level. One of our greatest self-optimization tools is often very underutilized. That's our breath. We're always breathing, but the way we breathe is either improving our health or making us sick. Our breath impacts essential aspects of our health, like the quality of our sleep. And personally, I will do anything to optimize my sleep quality. You're all biohackers here, so you know that restorative sleep is essential for well-being and longevity, and it directly impacts our autonomic nervous system. So how do we regulate our autonomic nervous system? Say that 10 times fast. We regulate it through the vagus nerve. And how do we activate our vagus nerve? Did you guess it? The best way really is through breath work. But how do we learn and implement a breath work practice when our lives are so, so busy already? You know I'm going to tell you. It's through a breathwork app called Othership. I follow Othership's guided breathwork sessions for sleep every night. They are so easy to follow. They're science-backed, they're fun, they're sexy, powerful, and extremely effective. Othership's down sessions are designed to transition my mind out of the active beta brainwaves and into the delta frequencies, preparing my mind and body for restorative sleep. So those nights when my mind is feeling a little extra active, I can just drop in and relax so much more quickly with Othership. And here's a secret that I've learned from the Othership app. The longer, more exaggerated the exhale, the better. When we take slow, deep diaphragmatic breaths, we tap into the nerve endings at the base of our lungs. This tells our body that it's safe to relax and reduces our heart rate. And I know if you've been listening to the Biohacker Babes podcast, you know that safety is so, so essential to optimal health and longevity. When we can activate our parasympathetic nervous system, our vagal tone, the state of our vagus nerve increases, leading to improvements in our stress response. The science really is evident. Practicing down-regulated breathwork for sleep reduces our heart rate, quiets our thoughts, improves cognitive function, and increases HRV. HRV measures our body's ability to adapt to stress, and the more I consistently practice breathwork with Othership, the more I see my HRV increase. You can track yours with your Oura Ring or Whoop Band on days when you use Othership at night, or something like Hanu Health, which Renee and I have been experimenting with more and more. To me, the formula is so, so clear. High quality sleep is really just non-negotiable. And my breathwork practice, a huge part of the equation. This is how we access our competitive edge. Are you feeling ready? I want you to experience this difference too. Our friends at Othership have offered us a 2-week trial. If you scroll down in the show notes, you can click the link to access your free 2-week trial of the Othership Breathwork app. Try it for 2 weeks. Let us know how you're feeling. Oh my goodness, I am so excited to hear how you breathe. All right, let's get back to the show.
I have a funny story for you. You know Dan Pompa. Mm-hmm. So his amazing dog, if you know, they have dogs and they love their dogs. Merrily especially loves their dogs. He called me the other night and he's like, Paul, I got a story for you. And I'm like, okay. I love it when he calls me to say that. He goes, you know, my dog loves your water. And I'm like, oh, I know. He's our most faithful fan in the whole world. Your dog.
I was going to ask you about dogs. I'm so glad. Here we go.
So we have, yes, I'll talk about that in a minute. But Dan says to me, Paul, you know how passionate my dog is about your water. He will get frustrated if he doesn't have hydrogen water and he'll start moving his bowl around and whining. And he goes, they drink more water when we have your water versus other water. And he's not the only one. Every dog owner, I was talking to someone just the other week who was like, oh, my dogs drink twice as much water now that I have your water than what they used to before. They wouldn't drink. They only drank water when they had to before and they weren't. And now they're drinking water and their eyes look better and their skin looks better and their coat is nice. And I mean, all these kind of things. Well, anyways, Dan says to me, hey, you know, my dog is, I said, well, you know, we make water snobs. That's what we do for a living. We make water snobs. And he goes, I know my dog is definitely a water snob now.
So, that's a great tagline.
I know. So he says, look, we have this issue. My dog always wants your water, not just your water, but fresh. He wants it fresh. And so we have to go fill his bowl up or he'll be whining. He'll stand over his bowl, smell it and whine. And so then we go fill it up and he'll drink. Boom. I'm ready. I'm happy. Yay.
That's amazing.
And so he says the other day we were sitting there and he was whining. And so, okay, got to dump his bowl out and go put fresh water in, put it down. He goes over and smells it and he's whining. He's like, what? What the heck? So he goes, I don't know what to do. Finally, I take my Echo Go, which is the bottle that we have, you know, the sport bottle. Uh-huh. He says, I took my Echo Go. I'm going to grab one here just so that people don't have to imagine. This is the Echo Go. So it's just a little sport bottle. You put the water in, push this button, and it makes bubbles. So hydrogen bubbles. So Dr. Pompa takes his Echo Go, makes some water, pours it in his bowl, dog drinks. Loves it. Like, thank you, Papa. Right?
Crazy.
And he's sitting there going, yeah, awesome. He's like, what the heck? And so he's laying in bed and he's like, what is going on? Is he seriously like, now I have to make it with my Echo Go and hand make him water and bring it over? Like, what is going on in my life? You know,
like a true king. Yeah,
I know. And so he all of a sudden it dawns on him. What if the machine somehow got turned off? What if something happened to the machine? He said, Paul, I got up out of bed. I went to the kitchen and sure enough, the machine was off. And that's why he wasn't happy with the water because it was just RO water. He could tell.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Animals are so smart.
Yeah. He goes, so now I know. He goes, and so anyways, he got the machine back on. Dog was happy. Everyone's happy. But he goes, oh my gosh, seriously, like that was a study because the dog knew. And he's like, no. He goes, it wasn't me just going and getting water and giving it to him. He went over, smelled it, and was like, that's not it. I need my hydrogen and my, right? So it was just hilarious because he goes, I'm going to share that at IHA when I speak because it's such a great story. I'm going to share it. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
I got to try that with my cats now. I'm thinking,
Cats. So normally cats want to only drink water that's running, right? Like cats
are
really
like
smart.
That.
But yet they'll drink our water no matter what. You give them our water, they'll drink it. We've had many cat owners, actually Dr. Mercola's girlfriend, Erin Elizabeth, her cat, when I first met her, literally, this goes back December 2011, okay? I met Erin Elizabeth, her cat was dying. And Dr. Mercola said to me, we were talking about it, and he said, yeah, her cat's dying. He's only got 3 weeks to live and it won't drink water. And there's nothing. I've tried everything. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, just give the cat my water. And she's like, really? So I send Erin Elizabeth home with a 1 gallon jug of water, literally. And she calls me and says, my cat is drinking water for the first time. That cat lived 2.5 more years before it passed. And they had 3 weeks to live from the vet. And of course, you know, I can tell you that cats love our water and animals. We have many veterinarian hospitals that use our water for treatment for cancer pets. And we have doggy daycares that have our water, and they'll call us and go, all the animals that had kidney issues and other issues are going away. Their eyes are all clearing. The parents of the dogs and cats are like, what are you guys doing in there? Because my dog is improving. And, you know, it's pretty amazing.
Where are these doggy daycares?
Florida, actually. Tampa, St. Petersburg. And there's also in Tampa, St. Pete, the Pasco, what's called Pasco County Veterinary Hospital, Dr. Marlene Siegel. She uses our water has used our water for years.
I came across her work. My cat passed actually from lymphoma a year ago, and I was doing so much research. And unfortunately, I didn't know about hydrogen water at the time. Well, at least for pets, I knew about it for humans. But I found her all the way in Florida.
Yep.
From all the work she's doing. Yeah.
Yeah. She's a very dear friend, and she's amazing veterinary doctor, and she's been using our water for that's at least 8 or 9 years.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So awesome.
And then Dr. Becker, you know, Dr. Becker.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He has our system and has had me on her podcast years ago. She's an incredible human being. Let me tell you, I love her so much. But yeah, Dr. Becker is amazing and loves our water too and has it in her home. Nice. So yeah.
Yeah. I just bought her like organ complex stuff.
Yeah.
For my cats. And I can't get them to eat it though.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I should put some hydrogen water on top. And
Gosh. Species appropriate diet. Just give them what they'd eat in nature. So my dog is 13 and a half meat and
carnivore.
Yeah. That's what my dog eats. And everyone thinks he's like 2 and he's 13 and a half. But yeah. They're not going to eat chips in the wild. I can promise you that.
And or when kibble.
That's what kibble is, right? Yeah. It's like eating potato chips because it's 60% sugar and carbs.
Right. So not natural.
It won't run through the machine without it. And so you know, it's just interesting. Yeah. But I think I love our animals that we've had. We had two dogs, but used to. We had one 15 and a half passed away. But long story short, that's our story. We're sticking to it. And I hope everyone
I love it.
Yep.
So you mentioned something with Dr. Pompa about the timing too of the water. You were saying maybe it was sitting out too long at times. Well, we need to drink it right away.
Oh, that's a good question. So when you have it in a glass, you have 3 to 5 hours before you have lost half, what's called half life. So at the most, you'd have 8 to 10 hours to, if it's in a glass. Well, with a dog bowl, typically you have a very large surface area with a very short distance. So, you know, the dog is smart and knows probably that if it's been sitting there more than 5-6 hours that he wants more hydrogen and electrical potential. When it's in a bottle with a lid, you would have it up to 2 weeks if you had no airspace. But that's basically as long. We're looking at technologies to have it last longer. But anyways, it's really designed for you. If you're traveling, get an Echo Go. And then you just make it as you need. Like literally, you just make it as you need it. You pour water in and just press the button. And 3 minutes later, you have the hydrogen water and the negative ORP for the gut health. So
I love my Echo Go. I've been traveling. Like when I fly, I have it. And I had someone at TSA, one of the security guys, they flagged it when it went through the machine. And I forgot that I had water in there. So it got flagged. They pulled it out. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot to empty my bottle. And the guy goes, what is this? I was like, let me tell you. So he wrote down.
How much time do you have?
But he got it. I was like, how do I explain this? In less than 30 seconds, he was like, hold on. I got to grab a piece of paper. He wrote down the name of your website. He was like, I'm looking into hydrogen.
That's cool.
Hilarious.
So into that's
it.
Great.
Nice job, Lauren.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And it looks cool. Like you fill it up I always use the filtered water at the airport, but still, I don't know. Can we trust that? But I feel so cool. I do like the double click and it lights blue.
10 minutes.
And
I'm like,
I love it.
That's and that's awesome. Amazing for traveling too. I would imagine hydrogen when you're flying with all that radiation and
Yeah, totally.
I think we've covered everything on the machines. We do have a reverse osmosis system that's only $500 for people, and it's a tankless. So the problem with normal reverse osmosis is you have to maintain them every year or you can grow mold inside the tank. Mm-hmm. We don't have a tank with our RO, our Echo RO. We actually make 1.2 liters a minute of reverse osmosis water. And so you never wait. You always have water. And you don't have a tank to have to maintain. And so it's a great product. And so you can combine that RO with our server or any of the other products. But the one thing we added a few years ago was the frequencies. And I don't know if you guys ever talk about frequencies in your world, but Okay. Well, I think people understand we're energetic creatures. When you people don't think about it this way, but I always like to explain it. You shake people's hands or you hug them and you feel something. So what are you feeling? And you could always ask a question. How do you know someone's angry at you if they don't say anything to you, right? You definitely feel that, right? It's an energy. Yep. So we are energetic beings and we are sending information out and receiving information. And so years ago, we developed what's called the Synergy Resonance Technology. And so built into the Echo H2 machine, and the Echo Ultimate, and we can do it with the Echo H2 server externally, is a frequency system where people can choose parasite elimination, gallbladder, pancreas, kidney, liver, eyes, brain, coronavirus support, water enhancer, which is 150 homeopathic remedies, whatever your body needs, it's there, chakras, female reproductive, male reproductive, all this kind of stuff we put in a drop-down menu. And you can do whatever you want. The other day, I was doing some feedback testing with another doctor, and she said, oh, for some reason, your gallbladder is looking like it needs a little something, but it's not a lot. It's just a tiny bit coming up. And she goes, have you eaten today? And I'm like, nope, I haven't eaten today anything. It was like 3 p.m. or whatever. And she goes, oh, that's probably what it is. But what did I do? I went home, chose gallbladder, and drank some water that evening, and felt great, felt awesome. I felt great anyways, but This is the kind of thing you can do with our system is you can choose organs, you can choose systems, and you can do immune function, viral, whatever you want to do, telomeres, all this kind of stuff you can do. And you can just choose it with
so it's frequency. Putting the frequencies right into the water.
Yes. As the last stage of the machine, it's already gone through filtration. It's gone through the hydrogen and the electrical potential. As a last step, it goes through the Synergy Resonance Technology device, which imparts the formula or frequencies in, whether it's sleep support, menstrual, parasite eliminate, whatever it is that you've chosen. And you choose it by logging in and telling it exactly what you want. And within 90 seconds, that's what's going to be coming into your water. You could change it every 5 minutes if you want and tune up your body, all your organs in your body. But the reality is, that's also available as a subscription in the machine. You get 30 days for free, and then it's $19.95 a month after that. But imagine, you get to choose anything you want to top up your system and to have it doing what you want. And so that's additional thing available in our machines.
So cool. Love that. 2022. We're real living large right now. Amazing.
Yeah.
So we're reaching the end of our time, but I just wanted to circle back really quick to the metabolic health piece because I know a lot of our audience is like really interested in that. Mm-hmm. I think all of my questions kind of have dissolved at this point because you made the point that it's all about oxidative stress and inflammation. Yeah. Can you say anything specifically about pre-diabetes, diabetes, type 1, type 2, any differences there and what we'll see with the water?
Oh, yes. So that's what got me in. So the reason I created these machines years ago was first I'd helped my wife with the water and it changed her life. She had thyroid, gynecological issues, yeast in her head, all different things going on, short-term memory issues, anemia, all this kind of stuff. And so I helped her first. And then because I was in the world of diabetes at that time, that was my entire focus as a clinician was diabetes. I began giving individuals with diabetes, type 1 or type 2 diabetes mellitus, the water. And within a very short window, their glucose levels were normalizing. And I was like, what the heck is going on? This is crazy. And so I shifted a lot of my attention to that. And so, as I said, now there's 55 studies on diabetes alone. And what I can tell you is not 100% of people, but a vast majority of people will be greatly benefited. And what I mean by that is their blood glucose levels will normalize. Their A1C levels will drop. All of the issues that are attributed with diabetes mellitus can go away because you're changing oxidative stress and inflammation, which is the cause of diabetes. I can tell you it's an easy disease to modulate with the water. It happens rapidly, sometimes within an hour or so.
Oh.
So that's amazing. That's the reality. So I would say anyone with diabetes, which in some states is 20 to 30% of the population, get a system. I'm just telling you, get a system because it will help you with cholesterol issues. It will help you with a lot of issues. Go to hydrogenstudies.com, type in diabetes and read those studies. They're very powerful studies and they will tell you exactly what hydrogen can do. And all of it will benefit your body. I can tell you there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people that have had diabetes that have gotten our system that have been helped. And so that's one of the topics we're going to be talking about on national television. It's that serious.
Incredible. Wow. We'll definitely drop some of those studies in the show notes just to inspire and motivate. But I know of the 1,100 plus studies that there'll be lots to dig into there. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Traumatic brain injuries. I mean, there's all kinds of studies. At non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, there was a beautiful study of no fat accumulation when they were drinking the water. I mean, it's just like amazing, right?
Game changer. So, yeah.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to be here with the Biohacker Babes.
Oh, we're so honored to have you here.
Paul. Oh my gosh. We could just nerd out on this all day. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, before we let you run, we always like to ask for one final piece of advice, something you can offer to our audience. Sure. Other than drinking hydrogen rich water, what else can they do today to optimize their health?
Have gratitude and give thanks. And those individuals in your life that are your source of love, plug in, connect, tell them how much you love them, accept love and have gratitude for the relationships that are there. I think it's the healthiest thing we can do is have gratitude, humility, and give thanks all the time for the blessings that we have of individuals in our lives and the other blessings that we have, which if we start thinking about it and focus our attention there, we'll start to realize we have a lot of wonderful blessings.
Thank you.
Well, we're grateful for you.
Yes. So much heart-filled man here. I just want to share one other story from Paleo Effects. I was talking to you and my boyfriend, Jeremy, was standing with us and we were about to run off to a relationship workshop and you were like, you don't need that. And you gave me advice in like 2 minutes. I was like, yep, that's all I needed. And it really was just about gratitude and like showing up for your people. And I was just really grateful for that. So,
well, my wife is my queen and we've been married 28 years. And I tell you what, I am so in love with, as I say, I'm very married. So I love her. And I think that relationships are one of the keys to health and wellness. And therefore, if relationships are off, it can do the opposite. It can actually harm you and create disease models and stress in your life. So oxidative stress doesn't just come from food. It comes from thought. It comes from relationships where you are not feeling loved or validated. Many times we see breast cancer coming from a woman who can't get things off her chest, so to speak. And so a lot of times relationships can have a serious effect on us. So communicate, talk, and find that place to be able to communicate with the person that is supposed to be in your life or make a change. Because it's your health and it's you that are going to pay the price, typically not the other person.
So beautiful. That's and so important.
Great advice.
Thank you.
And I ditto to that. I will say I'm so grateful for my husband of 11 years. He makes me happier and healthier every day. And every day seems to get better and better, which is just wild to me.
Yeah, that's right. Grateful. Thank you. That's so awesome. That.
So great. All right, Paul, tell our audience where they can find more of you before we sign off.
Synergyscience.com and make sure and use, if you get a system, please make sure you use the coupon code. We do not do discounting ever unless it's for special, special people like the Biohacker Babes. And we created a coupon code for them. You don't need a special link. Just go to our website, synergyscience.com. And when you're in the checkout, put in the coupon code. And what is it?
Biohacker Babes.
There you go. It's very simple.
Easy to remember. Hopefully.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Amazing.
All right, we're going to share these links. We'll share a few studies from hydrogenstudies.com, and you can check out more of that. Paul, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. We're just so grateful for your time.
Thank you.
And thanks to everyone that tuned in today. We'll see you next time.
Love this episode of the Biohacker Babes podcast? Head over to Apple Podcasts to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. We truly appreciate your support. Until then, happy biohacking.
This podcast offers health, fitness, and nutritional information and is designed for educational purposes only. You should not rely on this information as a substitute for, nor does it replace professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. If you have any concerns or questions about your health, you should always consult with a physician or other healthcare professional.